work the other day, seeing things I'd never seen, though I'd driven the same way. Came upon an older man sitting lonesome in his yard, with a sign that read handmade dollhouses hanging from his barn. I pulled into his driveway and asked him how he was. He nodded towards a rose hide and said, "Better now, because people rarely come by here. They're always moving way too fast, but it slowed enough to make you stop when you usually would have passed." And I was thinking about the time gone, how he lived there all alone, how sometimes life will slow you down for lessons you need to learn. Now I know that I am blessed, and that is why I'll always say that getting old is something that happens to the lucky. About them houses, he said he's moved on 10 this year, one for every season since his daughter left from here. He told me of her service and the phone calls he'd received, about how she couldn't have been more proud of herself and all her team. And just like a true lioness, she protected others first. Her kindness was her beauty, her absence now is cursed. And he was thinking about the times gone, and how he prayed for her return. But sometimes life will knock you down to show you what is worth. Now I know that I am blessed, and that is why I'll always say, getting old is something that happens to the lucky. I thanked the man for his message then. I bought one of his crafts, took it home and sat my daughter down upon my lap. And now I'm thinking about the time I've got, and I'm happy to be home. Just take the time to slow it down and find out what is worth. Between losing hope and sacrifice, it's clearly plain to see. The things that really matter most are the ones you call your family. Now I know that I am blessed, that is why I'll always say that getting old is something that happens to the lucky. Yeah, getting old is something that happens to the lucky.